You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up. The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition or the Corona Cabaret. My name is Joshua Turchin and thanks so much for being with us today. I keep getting emails asking when Broadway and New York City will reopen, and I keep telling fake Elmo and fake Minnie that I just don't know and to please stop emailing. Seriously. I don't know about you, but I've always tried to socially distance myself from the fake characters in Times Square. We just need to implement the fake character distancing rule to know how far away from each other we should stay. Just imagine creepy Batman is walking towards you, and that's how far you should stay away from each other. It's like a bat shield. I'm really excited for today's episode. Steve Rosen is here. Steve's a Broadway star from shows including Spamalot and Guys and Dolls, and the musical genius composer of the off-Broadway hit show, The Other Josh Cohen, and the upcoming Broadway Vacation, the latest musical version in a series of vacation movie hits. And we have the young Broadway star from Miss Saigon, Samuel Lee Weintraub, so please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. While you're socially distancing, we are now on the Broadway Podcast Network, so you can download the Early Night Show podcast wherever podcasts are found. And make sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, like our videos, share them, or you can watch them at theearlynightshow.com. Speaking of the internet, there's been a lot of mixed information floating. Don't wear masks. Wear a mask. Wipe things down. Don't wipe things down. Watch the Tonys. No, just kidding. We're airing Grease from 1978. It's like we don't know what's true and what's not. My next guest is the genius writer of the off-Broadway hit musical, The Other Josh Cohen, which begs the question, what if your name was Josh Cohen and you got a large check in the mail made out to Josh Cohen from what appeared to be a relative, but you realized that they made a mistake and sent it to the wrong Josh Cohen? What would you do? I actually saw it twice because it was so good and so hilarious. Let's welcome the incredible Broadway actor and composer Steve Rosen to the Early Night Show. Hi, Steve!
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be with us, you, on the Early Night Show.
In addition to being like a super Broadway star, you wrote one of my absolute favorite musicals, The Other Josh Cohen.
Oh my gosh. You're so nice. Thank you for saying that. I really remember meeting you after the show. Oh, that's so nice of you to say.
I really love that show. What was the road like getting the show to run off Broadway?
Oh, it was crazy. It was, like anything else in the theater, it took, like the song, we have a song in the show. It took a while because there are so many crazy paths that you have to go down in order to get something produced, especially something that's original. And, Josh Cohen, there's no witches and no flying witches on broomsticks and there's no pyrotechnics. It's a story about a guy who tries to do the right thing. So it's not necessarily the flashiest show ever written, but we were really lucky in that we had all along the way, there were people that just really loved the message of the show. Which is at the end of the day, hang in there, keep doing the right thing, try to be a good person, and eventually your day will come. Even when times get tough, keep doing your best to be a good person. Don't let that change who you are. And so eventually we got to do it off Broadway. And then we brought it to the Paper Mill Playhouse, and then it went up to Jiva, and then it came back to New York. So it was a long journey, sort of like Josh's story. It took a little time, But we hung in there, and eventually we got to bring it back to New York, where we got to run for much longer than we ever had expected. We got to extend twice. We ran for 6 months off Broadway. And it was one of the great joys of my life. And I got to meet you.
Well, no, I got to meet you.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, that was a very important night in your life too.
Yeah, I think that's the night where someone contacted the Hollywood Bowl, and that's how I did the Hollywood Bowl live to film production of Little Mermaid, which is really cool.
That's right. I think it was Alan Zachary, as a matter of fact, composer of First Date. Yep. And first cousin of me.
I have a question. Isn't the whole show Josh Cohen kind of about Beshert?
Beshert, yes. The Yiddish word Beshert, which means meant to be, which was a favorite phrase of my friend Sherry, who is one of my oldest friends from Frenchwood summer camp. I went to Frenchwood as a kid. Do you go to one of those camps?
No,
you do Broadway instead.
No, I can't go away from my home.
Oh, really? Oh, my parents, I had the opposite parents than you. My parents sent me away for 6 weeks at 7 years old. They really didn't want me around. I'm just kidding. They love me, but they wanted me to go to that camp because my brother went there too. But my friend Sherry, who was one of my best friends, it was something that she talked about all the time. She was very spiritual and she had a very positive, optimistic outlook on life. And she actually very tragically passed away when she was in her early 20s. She just had a heart defect that she didn't know about. No one knew about. But what we have all carried, this idea of Beshert in our hearts and in our sort of way of looking at life. And so that's how it wound up in the show, is that things happen the way they're supposed to, even when it stinks and you feel like, all my plans, I had all this stuff that I wanted to do, sometimes life gets in the way and it is Beshert. It's just the way it was supposed to happen. Maybe not the way you wanted it to happen, right now, actually. I mean, if you come to think of it.
Wait, I have a question. Do other Josh Cohens come up to you all the time? Is there an other Josh Cohen fan club made out of Josh Cohens?
It's very funny you say that, because there are. It's Josh Cohen is essentially the John Smith of Jewish names. It's very common. There was actually a National Public Radio, one of the shows that we did, they brought, I think, two dozen Josh Cohens to come see the show together. And we got to meet and pose with all the actual Josh Cohens. And yeah, and I'm friends with, I am probably friends with more Josh Cohens on Facebook than anybody else. There's an honorary Josh Cohen club for all the people named Josh Cohen. And if you're not named Josh Cohen, you don't get in. Honorary member, dude. I'm the one who's allowed in.
That's amazing.
Yeah. David too. David Rosmer too, for sure. He's the other Josh Cohen.
Now, actually, with him, you wrote the book, music, and lyrics for the upcoming musical Broadway Vacation, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
Are you allowed to tell us anything about it?
So it is. It's the characters from those Warner Brothers movies, the National Lampoon's Vacation movies, so the Griswold family. But it's an all new story. So this time, instead of going to Wally World or instead of going to Europe, they're going to New York City. So it's the Griswolds in New York going to see the hottest show on Broadway, and all of the great New York locations and things that can go wrong here do. And we're really excited. We're going to be playing out at the Fifth Avenue Theater in Seattle is our next step. We're scheduled to be there in the spring of 2021. Who knows what's going to happen in real time, but that's what we're hoping for. But we're really excited about it. It's really funny and really fun. And we've got an amazing, group of people working behind the scenes. And we're really excited for people to see it.
I kind of feel like we're living in a Wally world right now. Imagine if you didn't get the news about COVID and you drove to Disney and the park was closed. Or your show, if a family from somewhere where they didn't have TV or internet took a family vacation in New York City to see Broadway and found out that their hotel was closed, Broadway was shut down, and Times Square was completely empty.
Yeah. What situation do you think that those people would need to be in where they would not know that news?
Probably a giant storm kind of disables all the Wi-Fi for about 6 months.
See, look what's happening. You and I, it feels like we're writing a musical right now because we're trying to think of what are the situations that would make such a thing happen. Come to think of it, it's a very funny idea. Someone waking up and not knowing that this is going on, you know. But I heard also a rumor, wasn't there someone who like snuck into Disney World and was like living there?
There was. Someone was living on, I'm sorry, I'm a huge Disney nerd. That's what I research in my meantime other than Broadway and doing school in the early night show. And some other cool project I can't say right now, but keep looking.
Is that other project Sleep? Because you need to do that somewhere in there.
I have a question. What is Sleep?
This is my favorite time of the day. It's my favorite thing to do.
There's this place on, there's like Bay Lake, which is a hotel, and in the middle of Bay Lake, the actual lake, there's an island, like I think two islands, and one of them's called Discovery Island. Discovery Island was actually a kind of Disney zoo park back before Animal Kingdom was even a thing.
Okay.
And they shut it down. And what happened was that someone snuck onto the island and just started quarantining there. And I feel like that's like the ultimate quarantine. Like, speaking about like quarantine, I heard you wrote a new musical, Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors, right?
Dracula, A Comedy of Terrors is actually, it's not a musical, it's a play that we did down in Florida originally in October at the Maltz Jupiter Theater that my friend Gordon Greenberg and I, we wrote together, and we turned into a radio play that's being done on the Broadway Podcast Network, a place you know pretty well. And so it's turned into a four-part radio play that has these, you know, incredible stars in it, all as a benefit for the COVID relief fund through the Actors Fund and Broadway Cares. We've got an amazing cast, Christopher Sieber and Annalee Ashford, Ashley Park, Richard Kind, James Monroe Iglehart, the list goes, John Stamos, the list goes on and on and on, of these really amazing people who all donated their time and their talent to do this very, very silly version of Dracula, which has been sound designed by Victoria DiOrio, who did the sound design in Florida, and Bart Fassbender, who's doing the editing here in New York. And it has it's turned into a really, really fun project that has been obviously keeping us occupied during all of this social isolation. But it's getting really well received and people are really enjoying it. And if we can provide some laughter and some distraction during this time, we're happy to do it, just like you're doing with your show.
Thanks. Oh, and while you're here, do you have time for a song?
A song? Really? Of course I would.
I actually saw the other Josh Cohen twice, and it was so good.
Oh, thanks, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming, and I appreciate you coming again.
Of course. And what do you think about us, like, singing a song from the show?
That sounds good. How's your Neil Diamond?
I think I'm okay with Neil Diamond.
Okay. All right. Make sure to rock it out. You be Neil. I'll be, I guess I'll sing Darth Vader's part.
Cool. Here we go.
But we had no jewels. Moved 8 times, that's 8 new schools. Hung on, I hung on. Joined a gang that wasn't nice. When I was 12, I got shot twice. True story. But I hung on. Thus began my life as a lonely man. Guitar. She'd may take a little.
Harrison as Mr. Darth Vader.
Wait, what?
Living on the dark side isn't fun when your boss electrocutes your son. But had that foul deed not been done, I'd never know the caring dad I am. Now I hang with Yoda's hologram.
It may take a little time.
The
line may not be straight.
That's Darth Vader.
You mope around and you curse at fate. But when the ride takes off, you forget the weight. No, you're not alone, because everybody knows this tune. And I may be singing for you today, but you'll be singing the song for someone else real soon. You're special. Hang on!
That was so much fun. Thanks for playing with us, Steve. Our next guest graced the Broadway stage in the revival of Miss Saigon. Let's give a warm welcome to Samuel Lee Weintraub.
Hi, Samuel.
Hi, Joshua.
Hey, I'm so happy to have you on as guest after we both were in the first concert of Sunshine Songs. I love that you're a singer and musician, too. How long have you been playing piano for?
First, thank you for having me on the show. And second of all, I've been playing piano for 2 years now. My mom keeps teaching me new songs after I pass them, and she even teaches me pop songs where I can play piano and sing, and my dad teaches me the singing.
That's so cool. Do you have like a favorite song to play and sing?
My favorite song to play and sing is You'll Be Okay by The Great Big World. It's a good song for this time because it says, you'll be okay, you'll be okay. The sun will rise. Remember, the sun will always rise to better days.
I love that song. Oh, and I know that you made your Broadway debut when you were only 5 years old. Do you have any like favorite memories of your time in Miss Saigon?
Yes, I have two. So the first one was when John John, who played the engineer, flipped me in a 360-degree turn. It was so fun. I mean, the audience laughed. It was so fun. And the second part was when I was coloring on a sheet of paper with my stage mom, who was played as Eva. She was singing, I'll Give My Life for You.
If you could play any part in a musical on Broadway when everything reopens, what would it be?
It would be the part of Gavroche in Les Miserables.
You'd be incredible as Gavroche.
Yeah, if it ever goes back on Broadway.
Well, I mean, it will. Like, Les Mis gets revived every, like, I don't know, couple of years. Oh, and what song would you like to sing today, and why do you like that song?
I would like to sing A Million Dreams from The Greatest Showman because it's a happy, joyful song and it's great for right now. I also love the song.
I love the song too. I think I'm ready whenever you are.
I'm ready.
Cool. Here we go.
Dark. There's a house we can build. Every room inside is filled with things from far away. Special things I compile, each one there to make you smile. They can say it all sounds crazy. They can say we've lost our minds. I don't care if they call us crazy. Run away to a world that we design.
However big, however small, let me be part.
Samuel, if you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.theactorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can find The Early Night Show on Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos of our episodes online on TheEarlyNightShow.com. Thanks again to our special guests, Steve Rosen and Samuel Lee Weintraub. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the Actors Fund. Stay healthy and wash your hands!
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.